I'd like to pick up on something Michael alluded to in his keynote. There really has been, at a minimum, an evolution in this industry. Maybe a revolution is coming. But I'm struck by the fact, when I started representing the city, which was about a dozen years ago, energy policy issues, the biggest disruptive force in that era was a now-defunct company by the name of Enron down in Houston. And Enron, at least in their own minds, in their own conception, was going to be a threat to the regulated utility industry. That they were telling people from Con Edison and Commonwealth Edison and various other entities that they were yesterday's people, that they were going to revolutionize the industry. And we know that ended in indictments and convictions and the demise of Enron. But I think that's important to our narrative in a sense, because I think what's happened in the 15 years since is there's been a view in the regulated utility industry that, in the words of Warren Buffett, they have a very deep moat. They have a monopoly franchise because of the natural monopolies that Mike referred to, and they have a regulated rate of return, and capital investments go up, and we get an automatic return on those. And I think what's now changed are these disruptive forces, and I think you mentioned one of them, Hawaiian Electric. The one that struck me most recently was Arizona Public Service. Arizona Public Service apparently sees an existential threat to their business model in the form of solar penetration in Arizona, and they actually petitioned the commission for a $50 household charge, and that got knocked down to $5 a household charge. But Hawaiian Electric has made the same point, that they see this massive penetration of solar coming on, and they really see it as a threat. And I think that, for reasons I can describe later, I think New York is somewhat different, but there is something happening out there that I think it was not contemplated in the business model, in the regulatory model. And I think it's part of the new chair at PSE's vision that we need to get ahead of that trend, because there are forces happening. You're going to hear from Jim Gallagher a little bit later. Jim likes to say that in the 1970s he was promoting solar at the Tennessee Valley Authority, but it never quite happened. And I think there had been a view that solar is always 5 years away, it's not really here yet. But that, I think, has changed, and we're now seeing an actual solar model that's beginning to work in a large way. So I think that's the big change that I see in this industry across the nation, and to a certain degree in New York as well.